Our second performance this hour comes from another exceptionally talented Colorado Springs-based artist, Harriet Landrum. Landrum is a longtime resident of Colorado Springs and has performed over the years with the duo The Hopeful Heroines, and more recently as a solo act under the moniker My Name is Harriet. She recently came into the 91.5 KRCC studios to speak with Jake Brunell and perform a few songs, creating a rich tapestry of music with her violin and lute pedals. She began this session with an original song of hers called Limbless.
Our love was made of silver foam and ain't explosive of its own way. There was no hoarding that which is between us. We'd end up limbless and desperate for something to feed our eyes. And I came out of it with all my fingers and toes, but I'm still so hungry, oh, so cold. Ooh. Yeah.
So I'm in the studio with My Name is Harriet.
No, My Name is Harriet. I have a cult.
I see what you did there. Thank you so much for being here.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We just heard a song from you, Limbless. Beautiful song. I just want to make sure that people understand what they were hearing. This is one person, you, Harriet.
Yes.
Doing what exactly?
Well, I'm a violin player and a singer-songwriter and a looper. So that means that I am live recording every single time I make a song and building sound. And that's the way I like to think of it, is sound building. And also keeping me solo.
with just a couple, really your voice and a violin and these pedals, you're able to weave this kind of tapestry of a really wide range of sounds, some percussive elements, kind of your own little orchestra.
Yes, that's the way that I love it. I love it.
Watching you perform, you have a very expressive manner, and it seems that your music is very expressive as well. Is it cathartic for you to sing these songs?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Like, yeah, that song, Limbless, I can remember bringing it out for one of the first times in Taos, New Mexico, and I was so distraught at these men, because there's actually two men that that song is about, and so overwhelmingly mourning for this one particular man. And I can remember playing this song, and the loop is going, and I grab the microphone, and I just step over all of my machines, and I get out on the ground in front of these people, and I am weeping, and I am screaming at them, who loved you better than, like, it was so real. And now, I mean, this is years later, having to conjure up those feelings again every time I play. Oh, the catharsis, it abounds. I mean, come on. You need to be cut over and over again in order to know not to grab that too tight, you know? And so I feel like it's a major source of healing for me and for the evolution of my personhood.
So with the looping that you do, do you see it? I think oftentimes looping can be seen as just a way to emulate a studio sound. You know, it's like I've got all these different elements in the studio and I want to be able to have those in a live performance. So I'll just play a bunch of parts and I don't want to have a full band and this is how it's going to work. It's just it's a means to an end.
Sure.
Do you see looping in that way, or do you see the looping as an art in itself and as something that is an end in itself in some way?
I most definitely see looping as an art in itself. I love looping so much because it affords me so much freedom, and also just the act of doing it. I don't know, my whole body gets to be a part of the music making.
In the sense that you're using your feet and you're just having to use all parts of your body?
Yeah, and having to grab things and move things, you know, and I'm just constantly kind of having to keep up with my little idiots. I call them the ostinatos. I got two loop pedals, and I call them the ostinatos for the little musician people. That just means, like, it's a piece of music that is obstinate, you know? But I also call them the idiots because they're mean to me sometimes. and they do bad things. But yeah, no, that's actually just me.
Seems like it gives you also a way to kind of be playful with yourself, you know, to sort of bounce ideas back off the wall and catch them. And
yeah, absolutely. What a great way of putting it. It's a wonderful way of being able to be playful with myself and to see what the extent can be and to see, you know, there's this whole other realm in looping where, you know, I'm always looking for that, like, new little magical thing that I can pull out of my hat. It's all about sorcery.
Well, my name is Harriet. Thank you so much for coming in. This has been so great. And we're going to take it out with one more song from you. So thank you again.
Thank you. My name is Harriet, and this song is called Gravity. Find me a big dark black hole and hang out that horizon, cause I'm in need of a little time travel, babe, and I think you're the way that I'm gonna gonna slow it down, babe. Gonna slow it down to a calm. Gonna give you some time to figure this all out, babe. Before I fall into you. I'm gonna leave all this foolish behind, head out on the big black top and find a new horizon, 'cause I'm in need of a little clarity. But your gravity's always pulling on me. It's pulling me back, yeah. It's pulling me. It's pulling me back, yeah. It's pulling me. Because once you've glimpsed the center of something, you'll find it hard to let it go. 'Cause it's gravity. You know you're gravity. It's always, it's pulling on. It's pulling on me. Oh no. It's pulling me back.
Pulling me back.
It's pulling me, pushing me. It's pulling me back. Pulling me back. Pushing me. All that love you got. Oh, it's pulling me back. I said, all that love you got. Yeah, it's pulling. Oh, it's pulling me back, pulling me back. It's pulling me all the way back.
That was Harriet Landrum, a.k.a. My Name is Harriet, performing her song Gravity in studio at 91.5 KRCC. You can catch My Name is Harriet live on Saturday, October 28th at the Hilton Heritage Room, and then again on November 9th at the Gallery of Contemporary Art. For more information, head to krcc.org.